Welcome to WQCS.org. I'm Janie Gould. A black man was beaten to death on the streets of Fort Pierce in 1935 under circumstances that continue to haunt his family. It started with a minor traffic accident. One driver was black, the other one white. Some white bystanders started yelling at the black driver. Then 30-year-old Estes Wright tried to help him, but someone in the crowd beat him savagely. Wright died at home the next day, and the case was effectively closed. Jean Ellen Wilson got interested in the incident while she was researching her book about African Americans in St. Lucie County. She interviewed numerous witnesses, including a relative named Rose, who was 9 at the time. She told Wilson what happened at Wright's home while Wright lay dying.
There was a convoy of men in cars that came.
White men.
White men, yes. And Rose describes them. They all had white shirts, black pants, and they all carried shotguns. They marched in the front door and out the back door of the house. The black people were gathered across the street watching. They were not allowed to come near the house, not even Estes's wife.
Did the white men say anything?
She said that it was all silent.
There was no funeral. There was no announcement in the newspaper. In fact, you were showing me the Fort Pierce News Tribune that said that he died due to his own negligence by hitting his head on the sidewalk. And there's not a marked burial plot. Why the silence?
Well, I just theorize that they didn't want an incident, a riot. They also didn't want any legal representation about an illegal death. Even in 1935, when the Ku Klux Klan, I have to say, was strong.
The people who came through, from your description, sounded like they might have been Klansmen.
Well, that's what the black people that talked to me thought. They were very positive about that. Estes and his wife had 5 children, and she was pregnant with the 6th when he was killed. And nobody would talk about the incident.
So the children never knew really what happened to their father?
No. Anytime they tried to find out, they were shushed.
About a year ago, Jean Ellen Wilson met one of Estes Wright's children, who's now in his 80s.
He used to go down to Stone Brothers Funeral Home to look for the record of his father's death. There was no record even in the funeral home. He'd go to the cemetery, walk around. He couldn't find any sign of his father. We were able to get a death record from the state in recent years. It was signed by Dr. Benton. It was signed by Sam Gaines' grandfather, Stone. But somehow, it wasn't allowed to remain local.
Did people know or think they knew who killed him?
Yes, the witnesses saw who killed him. It's a person that's an ancestor of people that live here now, and they're not to blame.
And this person is long gone, I suppose?
Yes, he's dead. Long time.
In an article that James Hare, who later became a naval officer, wrote in a book, which you shared with me, he remembered going with Estes during the Depression years in Fort Pierce to collect food.
They wouldn't allow the black people to get any food until all the white people had theirs. But Estes would not wait because he felt like he was as good as anybody else.
Chandrelle Chambers is one of the Wrights' grandchildren. She knew nothing about her grandfather until Hare, his nephew, started telling her about him.
He said he was his idol. I believe he was sort of like Martin Luther King. He was trying to pave the way for his children and their children to come.
Chandrelle was thrilled to get some information about her grandfather from Jean Ellen Wilson.
The day that she called me was the most exciting day I could have imagined. I will be forever grateful to her.
He was one of those probably many lonely early advocates for justice.
Back at a time when it could be very, very dangerous.
There's some Latin American country they talk about the disappeared. This area had the disappeared. A black man would get too uppity and he would disappear. My brother told me about a couple that he knew about that just disappeared. But those days are gone. Thank goodness.
For 88.9 FM, I'm Janie Gould.